Thank you all for joining the second session on IDNs today. One is going to be focused on LGR, root zone LGR workshop. Can we have the next? So as far as the program is concerned, we have little introduction to where we are as far as the root zone learned internally, and some expectation integration panel would have for work. This will be done by Asmus Sag on behalf of the integration panel. Then we have community updates from the community updates. We'll have against any questions, or we'll probably take it's a good idea to take a small 5-minute discussion session after the first presentation in case you have doubt. Further delay, let me hand it over to Asmus Sag for the presentation on.
So today I plan to briefly touch on several related issues. One of them is the requirements for LGR proposals, update on the status for the maximal starting floor, and some thoughts the integration panel has had on LGR review process and the integration process will proceed from here on. Slide, please. The status where we're at right now is that the first LGR proposals have are in the process of being finalized, and the integration panel is working with some of the submitters to deal with some of the formal requirements, not so much content at this point. And in the process, we have come across some common issues and would like to remind generation panels that there's this document that spells out what is required to LGR proposal. And in particular, that there's a main document, XML formatted tables specifying the LGR, and those two must agree. And finally, the requirements also spell out the need to present some example labels. The panel can use them as test cases to understand the submitted repertoire, to understand the submitted variants, and to understand the submitted role label generation rules. The there is a new document that was developed during and right after the Buenos Aires meeting called an LGR proposal. The integration panel does not require it that it be used, but strongly encourages generation panels that template to achieve a certain amount of consistency in the presentation of FERL. As regards the XML file for LGRs, there are a couple of requirements that we find already with first the few LGRs are being violated, and we need to make sure people understand. The maximal starting repertoire contains some default WLA rules. These must be retained in all LGR proposals, whether or not they are actually active for a given. So we've seen the presentation on the UI tool for LGR editing and error checking, and that certainly can be used for people who want to do that. And we identified a number of issues with the use of references later in the presentation. As a general remark, the integration panel is always happy to see LGR proposal drafts as early as possible, do both content and format early in the with references, the issues that show up is that the integration panel requires that each point have some reference associated with it to document that it is actually in use and in use with for a language that is of sufficient widespread use and common use warrant the inclusion in the LGR. We realize that for some scripts that can be challenging, and we applaud the Arabic generation panels for their hard work and actually following through and really documenting all of the code points. There can be an issue if the XML file and the descriptive documents refer to the same reference ways. The XML file uses numeric references to identify any reference used in that document. Therefore, we recommend that for any common references, the same numbers be used in the main document. It makes it much easier for people to follow what's any other references that are global or just used in the running text. The regular style of using square brackets and some alphabetic string for reference citation. In a number of cases, we detected references that were listed but not used. They came from earlier versions of the draft. They need to be removed. That's all I have on reference. One of the citations or references that needs to be in the LGR document is the explicit reference to which version of the maximal starting reference the LGR is based on. And since talking about versions, there is this tension. We have a version for the LGR that things are going to be integrated into, that one or two at this point. But each generation panel may go through many, many revisions of its proposal document. So when they submit a final revision of a document, they may feel that is like document revision 4, 5, or 6. And the LGR allows you to specify a separate document version. The LGR version has to always be the one that we're integrating. The XML file in general does not have to have a long descriptive text. It can be mostly a link to the main descriptive document. However, there's usually a number of features that somebody who looks at the XML document will need to know to understand some convention used. Those should be described in the description element of the XML file. For preserving default rules and actions, any other rules, actions, classes, and whatever that are unused should be deleted. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about the MSR2. So the current version of the MSR is still number 2. The integration panel is not able to track any of the recent additions to the Unicode standard past version 6.3, even though Unicode's currently working at finalized 9. IDNA 2008 is stuck some controversy at Unicode 6.3. That is resolved. Nothing can be done about those later additions in Unicode. In the current repertoire, which was in the core of Unicode 6.3, there are currently no pending requests by anybody to the integration panel either change the repertoire of available code points or to add any additional scripts. There are some loose discussion on the potential possibility thereof, but no concrete request. And all such things are on the plate of the integration point. There is no plan to touch the MSR. Can I get the next slide, please? So when it comes to the approach of the integration panel to do LGR review, I've put a quote here, failure is not an option. What we mean by that is that we much rather review things early to get issues cleared up and out of the way so that there is never a need for the integration panel to actually reject finally an LGR proposal. I think that a formal rejection, while we have the power to do it, is not helpful. We are much better off settling our differences in discussion. And so anybody hear from a generation panel that's still working on proposals, decided to make sure to submit informal drafts at any early occasion that they feel useful. The integration panel is happy to see the same draft multiple times, as long as there's a chance to raise issues early in the process. Based on the fact that the integration panel can only give an up or down vote in the formal review, and that makes it really expensive. I've listed a number of structures in the LGR review process that will reduce this chance of rejection, and I want to point out the last of these bullets is, as much as possible, the integration panel does not like to see surprises, so we do not like to see features in the final submit that weren't indicated in earlier drafts, or to see nothing but a final draft, that always is very risky in terms of... finally, when it comes to integrating the LGRs as part of our final review and integration process, there is the issue that some scripts may turn out to have dependencies on other scripts. And if that's the case, integration, we need to discuss them together. And if we only have one of the scripts available, that may affect the timeline. That is, that we may not be able to process that script immediately, final conclusion, but have to sit on it until we get the other we need to look at in concurrently. So the integration process itself consists of a review and final acceptance, and the integration steps as they're defined in the procedure. The integration panel will make no technical changes except to a limited degree that's spelled out in the procedure. But we explicitly reserve the right to reformat the XML file to restate some of its provisions, as long as the restriction there is as long as the XML file produces the same labels as it did in the submitted. We're not guaranteeing that the source code for it will be verbatim. The effect will be. And similar things may apply to the secondary documentation that goes with it. They make some edits needed to bring things in a consistent and usable format. In the XML format, the integrated LGR is not going to be a single file, but it will be a collection of files. And that means that any application that comes in with a ISO 15924 script code will then lead to the selection of the appropriate LGR file. It will be processed against that file and processed. The integration is therefore not of creating a single file, but just making sure that all the individual files can be used together without conflict. We plan to submit the integrated LGR to comment with the proviso that since there are no technical changes allowed in the integration process, comment is limited to verifying that the integration was done correctly, uncovering potential editorial issues, and give the community time to wrap their minds around the proposed LGR. I have listed a number of the links I have used in the presentation, so you have a chance to follow up some of the resources. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are any questions at this time for integration panel in the context of the... So let's then move on. Our next presentation is by Wang Wei on the progress of Chinese generation panel.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Today, I would like to give you dates from the CGP on behalf of me and the other co-chair, Kenny Huang. Nextly, in last meeting in Buenos Aires, CGP made a minimum shared set to coordinate with J and K. From the original CDNC table or repertoire, we selected about 12,000 points, together with some other core points from the I core and the Japanese repertoire. With this basic set, CGP and JGP did some coordination job under the framework of the coordination algorithm proposed by Yunia-san, and it works perfect. This is this graph shows where we get this 12,000, and based on the framework of the coordination algorithm. In June, CGP and JGP input the first version of CGP LGR and the Japanese LGR and got the same output as LGR2, which means the coordination algorithm works perfect for C and J. In July, the CGP members joined the CDNC Taiwan meeting. We have a joint meeting in Taiwan, and urged by the CDNC, the rest of the CDNC repertoire were added into the first version The good news is that the good news is that the rest of the CDNC repertoire, there are 7107 characters, brings no new variants to the original repertoire and brings no new conflict to the JGP. So, which has been proved with the algorithm. The next, please. But there were still 197 coupons from the iCore and from the JGP suggested by the experts from CDNC should be reviewed, especially about their variants definition. Next, please. The three parties haven't reached consensus on the 102 chairs. To treat them as independent chairs or variant-related chairs. Before my departure from Beijing, they finally get the consensus about how to treat these 102 chairs. So the latest version have been sent it to GGP and KGP. Also, I have sent it to IP 2 days ago. Next. The next step, coordinate. Not only we need to coordinate with Jay with a new version of repertoire and variants, but we need to coordinate with K too. The KGP has provided its KLGR version 0.3 in September. We haven't do this coordination job with K yet, but K has proposed about 300 groups of variants. They don't quite agree that we'll accept a definition of these variants in C, which means they probably are variants in Chinese environment, but they are not variants in Korean language environment. So we still need a lot of work on that. The next.
To Wangwei, any questions for Wangwei before we move on? So next update is from Hirohota. The chair of the Japanese.
Thank you. My name is Hirohata. Some of the information advice, the same thing as I will briefly go into the last page. So this is a JGP meeting and related events. So we usually meet once a month or some. After the Buenos Aires meeting, we made just one face-to-face meeting, and that we talked to each other with on mailing lists. And these are the members. There's no change in the members. I'm a chair and academic trademark members and director code experts. And this is a relationship among CJK. A kind of different chart from the one way. One character is shared by Japanese. Japanese GP has to handle and hiragana and katakana. Three. Usually the mixed script is used in life, so we will the one XML chart which one way shown. So next, please. The GP was formally established in this, such description was circulated among the members. Some more tax issues may come up, but through the with ICANN and IP. So the development of Japanese LGR done through CJK LGR integration algorithm developed and agreed and revised by us. Input to the algorithm. Preliminary Japanese LGR was developed. And scopes of the character codes, as I said, kanji, hiragana, kanji, Japanese industrial R, which is the set in .jp second level register. And at this moment, for kanji, Japanese LGR will define no variants for itself. For itself means that from the Japanese point of view, as we share the Han characters with the Chinese, we will import some variant. Then we will have, but LGR per se will define no variant. An integrated Japanese LGR will import or possibly adopt, as I said, variants of China. Types of each variant in Japanese LGR will be defined. This intensively discussed, being discussed with IP in whole level of evaluation. Or very limited number of. Japanese string rule is very not restricted. So every kind of combination of Japanese character can consist a word. So there are very limited number of tiny rules for the numbers of characters. Development after Buenos Aires. So we discussed about the reduction of allocatable labels as an output in Buenos Aires with IP and C and J and K. As I said, variant labels will exist by now. So at that moment, the biggest size of the set of variant allocatable labels will be 20,000. It's a big number. So we especially I plan about the number of allocated. But as we real size of the set of variant allocatable labels, we found that the number is 540. 540 means that using our real data on the second level domains under .jp, we calculate the variant labels, generates variant labels, real data, and the biggest number of the variant group, variant label group size was 540. I don't think 540 is big or small, but it is smaller than 20,000. And this is a very important thing, but this number of labels that are mutually variant and registered under .jp is just for an applicant registers four variant labels, each are variants, labels which are variants each other. The biggest number is four labels. The reality, of course, even if there are 540 variants, will be applied four by the applicant, only four was used. And labels requested by applicants should be treated as very strict rules to reduce allocatable labels. This is under discussion, so I don't go into detail about this. But how to reduce and how to make it flexible, make the rule. This demand should be requested. I can. I DJK is cooperating. How to solve this problem?
Are there any questions for the Japanese generation panel? No. So then we'll move on. We have Nabil Ben Amar, who's a member of the task force for Arabic IDN, Arabic script IDN working group. He's going to be presenting on the work done by Arabic. Is one of the generation panels which has finished their work and their proposal has recently gone through the public comment process.
Thank you, Sarmad. So, hello, everybody. So, as Sarmad just said, Arabic panel has just submitted the final work, the proposal, and the deadline for receiving comments is over. But we still receive some comments based on what we will update our proposal for final comments. Next slide, please. So we are a task force under the framework of the Middle East, the ICANN Middle East strategy, task force for Arabic script IDNs. We are now 33 members from different regions, and we are covering the Arabic script, which is used by different languages. So more than 9 or 10 languages are using the Arabic script. So we are from different regions from the Arab world and the other parts of Asia. So the objective of our task force is to generate this Arabic script label generation rule set, the LJR, the root zone, which has been done for the moment. Our second step, which has already started, is to tackle the second level LJR for the Arabic script. The Arabic script international is the registration data, universal acceptability for Arabic script IDNs. So we can tackle the issue of the email address. And this is just an example of the huge number of issues related to universal acceptability, technical challenges around registration of Arabic script IDNs. Since this is something new, we will obviously face some issues that we will be able to find a solution for. Operational software for registry and registrar or operations. So ICANN will issue the software used for the LGR, for IDNs. DNS security matters specifically related to Arabic script IDNs and technical training material around Arabic script IDNs. So this is on the timeline of the task force and will be done in the upcoming months. Slide, please. So the process undertaken for developing the proposal. So our work is based on weekly conf calls and some face-to-face teaming meeting during the year. So the last one was in ICANN Singapore 52, which took 3 days before the ICANN meeting, with eight hours work per day. So it was really an intensive work, which has led to the proposal. Many steps have been done during these face-to-face meetings and were followed up during the conf call. So our work is to define the code point principles, to finalize the code point repertoire, to define the code point variant principles, finalizing the code point variant set, which has been done, analyzing an allocatable versus block variants. This step was really the focus of the last face-to-face meeting, and this was really a good rule, an important rule that enabled us to make this final proposal based on some feedback from the integration panel. So that we go to the finalizing code point variant types, analyzing the whole label evaluation rules. So this is also because of this feedback from the IP and the discussion between us, we have been able to make these whole label evaluation rules. Now we have finalized these rules. We have documented the process. We have created the XML LGR for Arabic script LGR proposal, and finalizing the documentation and XML LGR proposal for submission to ICANN. So this have been done, and you can see the link with the dates. After that, we have received many comments. We have still, for example, 2 days ago, we have received a feedback from, and we don't have time for the moment to. We should meet to discuss, maybe during this meeting, to have a comment on the feedback of Patrick. Next slide, please. So here are some code point principle. So in green, for example, any code point which is a letter is in established contemporary use in a language. So these code points will be used. The other one are not allowed. Any code point is allowed by IDNA 2008 protocol. Any code point representing a security or stability issue. So this is the main work of ICANN. Any code points not listed in the Arabic GP proposal. Use any code point specifically encoded for historic use without established contemporary use. So this is debatable, because anytime we face some code point, we should look for the use of this code point in a specific language. So there are some communities in Africa that still use this script, and the work through this working group enables us to know about the existence of this community and the existence of this language using Arabic script. The generation panel lacked sufficient information on the usage, so this is really an issue. So, but we have reached some external experts to know about the use of these languages on a daily basis. The generation panel could only ascertain
the use of such languages that had an GDL rating higher than 5. The generation panel had data on the use of the code point, where integration panel explicitly expressed disagreement on the validity and the relevance of such data in separate communications. So this is one of the feedbacks that we have received from the integration panel, so that we have revised our proposal many times. Now we have released the final one. Next slide, please. So this is a summary of the repertoire. We are with the different colors showing the allowed, the allocated, the block, the from the different application of the different rules. Next slide, please. We have defined the variant, for example, visually identical in position forms, isolated, initial, medial, or final form. So this is a specificity of the Arabic letters or the Arabic scripts, the Arabic character. So the form can change depending on the placement of the character in the word. Initial is isolated, medial, or the final form. Two code points are variants if at least a subset of the Arabic script using community employs those two code points as stylistic variation of another of one another. This is, for example, the case of Western African orthography. And as you can see in the table, we have this fa letter with the dot below. In the other column, it's the same letter, it's the same pronunciation, but the difference in the shape. But we have considered them as variants. Two code points are variants if they only differ in their dot orientation, like we see. So orientation, it means that if it's horizontal or vertical. Same letter in Western African Arabic orthography and conventional Arabic orthography are considered variants. What we mean here by conventional Arabic orthography, this is the main one, the main Arabic orthography used throughout the world, in newspapers, in books, etc. And the other variants can be used just locally in some places or within some communities. Next slide, please. So this is the summary of the work. The number of code points that we have are 128. The variants are many. Total number of variants is 192. This is more than the code points, as the variants are directional. Number of variants for type allocatable, 26. And number of variants for type blocks are 166. So this is the result of the work, is to mention what are the allocatable versus the blocked variants. We have made some whole label evaluation rules, and the number is 70. Next slide, please. This is an example of the LGR artwork for the IDN CCTLD of Iran, for example. Code point sequence is, as you can see, it can generate up to 400 variants. And four of them are allocatable. Just four of them are allocatable, and the rest is blocked, depending on the whole rules, labor rules that we have generated. Yeah. Next slide. So the next steps are to... So this is all already started, Arabic script LGR for the second level, and to tackle now the universal access for Arabic IDNs to see the problem, to study the problem of the issue of email address and other issues related to universal acceptance. One of a subgroup of us has received an invitation from a journal to make a journal paper describing our work, and this is what we have done. We are now finalizing the paper to be submitted. Thank you.
Any questions for Nabil?
The previous generated variants 400, but the allocatable is 4. So this is due to the WLE. So intuitively, what kind of WLE do you write? For example, this character and this character cannot be used at the same time or something like that?
To just clarify, this is because of both variant rules and WLE rules. So some variants are blocked versus allocated, and then there are some WLE rules. And you want
so depending on the WA rules that we have made and that you can find in the document. They have been used to choose which are allocatable and which are blocked. So depending on the case, we have the case of Iran, we have the case of Algeria, which is Algeria in Arabic, that made a lot of... this is the right example that has been made, for example, from the IP, I think. And depending on, we have made additional rules to be able to separate and to reduce the number of variants. You want to add something?
Yes, or as an example, I think the question was, what's an example of a WLE rule? So let me add an example. So there are many letters which are used, which represent the same letter, but they are used by different communities and leaders. For example, these variants. So if you look at the top row, the letter F, which can be written two ways. One on the left is what is used in Arabic language, or some, and then on the right is the one which is used by some languages. So either you would write it the way it's written on the right hand side or on the left hand side. You can always create a, if there are two of these coming within a label. One way to write it is that you have one F written in one way and one F written in another way, and that only be possible if you could switch keyboards for a normal user. So that, for example, the case is not a viable variant, and therefore any a mixture of code points which require keyboard switching, for example, are normally blocked. So those kind of rules have been added in addition to the variant rules, which are directional and may block, for example, characters, variant characters.
I just wondered if there's a similar situation in Arabic coordination, during the Arabic coordination, like what CGK are facing, like two code points are variants, but not variants in some other country. How do you coordinate? If you have that problem, how do you coordinate it?
So there were cases. And that was the way it was done was that the security argument. And so if so those two code points which were not variants in one language but variants in another language were considered variants. Because if you did other ways, then for one linguistic community it creates a security. Whereas if you consider them variants, then for the other community you get less number of labels. So let's keep moving on. I think we're going to run short of time otherwise. So let's hand it over to Liana. She's going to be presenting half of the Armenian Generation panel. Armenian Generation panel is also another panel which has finished its work, and the LGR has been released and just gone through the public comment process.
Thank you, Sarmad. As Sarmad told, I'm from Isoka, Armenia, and a member of Armenian Generation Panel, and I will make some update on Armenian Generation Panel. Next slide, please. Some words about Armenian language. The thing is that we managed to finish our generation panel is also due to the fact that Armenian language is a separate branch of Indo-European language family spoken by the Armenians. So we do not have other nations speaking Armenian language, or we do not have parallel scripts, etc., about which I'm going to tell you a little bit later. So Armenian is the official language of the Republic of Armenia and a self-proclaimed Nagorno-Karabakh Republic. It has historically been spoken throughout the Armenian highlands and today is widely spoken in Armenian diaspora. And I want to say that we have a population and all over the globe, 10 million Armenians and people who are speaking Armenian language. The language has been invented in the beginning of the 5th century in 405 by Mesrop Mashtauds. And the throughout the long history, we have kept our national identity and rich national heritage thanks to the language. So next slide, please. Coming to the generation panel, Armenian generation panel was formed around a year ago, and the description of the Armenian repertoire for use in Armenian writing system was provided, and Armenian code points were identified for root zone. Next slide, please. It's worth mentioning that Armenian repertoire does not contain inscript variants. Though cross-script research has been done and for identifying cross-script homoglyphs. And this research has been done for Cyrillic, Greek, and Latin scripts. And all this, it was found, identified those homoglyphs which exist. Next slide, please. Here you see the result of that research, the comparison with Cyrillic homoglyphs. Here you see in the first row, it is almost identical, so that can be confusing for users. I would like to say that there are some scripts also which is similar, but not so confusingly similar. That's why we did not include them. So only homoglyphs are on this list. You see the letters, they are very, they are homoglyphs here. Armenian Cyrillic and Armenian Greek. It is written by the codes. So next, please. Next slide, please. And here is the result for Armenian and Latin homoglyphs. If you're going to the small letter G, an Armenian letter, there is a similarity, and it depends on a font as well in different type ways. But there is real homoglyphs all up here included. So next slide, please. Yeah. Yes, Armenian Generation Panel has decided to allow second-level domain registration using only Armenian code points, except for dash and numbers from 0 to 9. So there are the Armenian label generation rule proposals for ArmenianIDN.hi. And then the public comment period was open, and community was invited to comment on this LGR. During this period, public comment period, we received several of them, which has been included thereafter in our report. And one of them, I'll just read them. The first one is going to say that much of the diaspora is concentrated in Russia, in the U.S. and France, and this is true. In Russia, we have a very big diaspora speaking, widely speaking Armenian language, and this was omitted in that document. And this is very good that we have this public comment period, and so people intervened and added this. This is really great. Second one is regarding the Armenian and Russian, Cyrillic, I'm sorry, Cyrillic script, Sha and A, Armenian letter I. They are really homoglyphs. Initially, it was included in the document, but probably somehow it was omitted, and thanks to this comment, it was brought back. Next slide, please. And the next comment is going in support of the previous one, so that we give support reference from Wikipedia that Armenian diaspora in Russia is really very big, and it is cited here. And the same is in support of Cyrillic letter Sham and Armenian A. Next, please. The next comment is Armenian proposal is missing the test cases that integration panel requires. So we have taken all these public comments into our proposal. in the document. And according to these, the changes have made. The list of Armenian diaspora was updated, and Armenian letter R and Cyrillic Sha were added to this cross-script hemoglyphs. And I want to add, just as my colleague Nabil told, we just 2 days ago received a comment from Patrick Fellstrom. Though I want to say that he made that on his own capacity, not as a chair of ESSAC. But still, it's worth the public comment period was ended. He didn't manage to do that in that period. But as it is, we received this comment. We need still time to consider this, to discuss with the intergeneration panel, and probably include it in this document as well. So we need a little bit time for that. And test labels for .hi file was provided, and we wait for that as well. Next, please. I think this is the current status of CCTLD IDN.hi. We started the sunrise period from September 1, and it will be lasted till November 13. Then the land rush period will start from December 1, and we hope that regular registration will start from starting January 1, 2016. And the future plans is that Armenian Generation Panel is starting to work on universal acceptance problems. We have already subscribed for the working group. We have talked on this, and we really want to be included in this tough work, starting the IDN email clients and internet application. So once we applied, we started delegated this IDN in Armenian script. We face all these problems of email things, etc. So we really want to be in this, make our contribution. So this is all. Next, please. I think it's, yeah. Thank you very much. If you have questions, you're welcome.
Yes, so let's take a if you have for Liana from Armenian.
Hi, this is Yoshiro Yone from JGP. My question is, did you have the interaction between other language or script generation panels such as Cyrillic or Greek or Latin?
Thank you for your question. The thing is that very many Armenians, since I mentioned that people are living in Russia, and they are quite aware of Cyrillic scripts. We have members who are an expert in Cyrillic in Armenian Generation Panel. So this research has been done due to this skills, this knowledge of Cyrillic. And we have invited also the specialists from Greek language, and research has been done in collaboration of this specialist. They are members of the members of Armenian Generation Panel, masters these languages, so that we consider them and taken into consideration all this time. If you have added
few words in our in our Cyrillic generation panel run for a big lot of material, we lost the Armenian scripts, and thanks our colleagues who ask and who raise this problem with free homoglyphs, yes, between
Armenian and
between Armenian and Cyrillic script. It was working contacts. It was working negotiations. We are friends generally. We are friends.
Can I ask one more question? Is so Armenian defined cross script variants. So I just wonder how other languages or script generation panels find the variants which makes symmetric for each script.
That's a technical detail. There is a way of specifying asymmetric variant mappings in the LGR without admitting the targets of those, and take that offline if you're really curious. The Armenian generation panel did manage to designate those correctly. I can say that because we've seen them in the IP and we're happy with the way it's
done. Okay, so let's move on to our next presentation by Yuri Kargapilov for Cyrillic generation panel.
Thanks, Sarmat. I want to make our presentation and stress some questions about organizational work of our generation. We have a lot materials, but now I want to say about our organizational and administration issues. The main challenges you see. Topics, status, current achievements, role of IP, is a point of our of my presentation and the main challenges about us. Please, the main challenges is a geographical and jet lag factor, because activities of our generation panel can cover to territory and. When in the Bulgaria 12, in the Mongolia, you can see, plus 6 hours. The next is the efficient numbers of participants in certain groups, especially in the Central Asia and Mongolia. But now we liquid lag specialist in Central Asia, from Central Asia. We engaged specialists from Tajikistan, from Kyrgyzstan, from Kazakhstan, and Mongolia is still as a white point in our plans. Second, third is the regularity of studies on different regions. Yes, the most advanced was in Balkan working groups. The groups Russian, Ukrainian, Belarusian, the working groups Russian, Ukrainian, Belarusian leveled after 3 months. And we have problems with the Central Asia group and Mongolia group. During my presentation in Buenos Aires, I stress it that we have a problem with connected with diversity of language generation and lack of relative specialist linguist from Russia or not from Russia. So now I hope we solve this problem and find the specialist from Moscow. From through with help of Dmitry, is no Belevsky, is a new member of our generation panel. Please. So, main topics in the modern moment is the finish of our proposal for the, for establishment of and our panel and come to. The stage of sitting. This is reflected in our plan, and we'll try make our works weekly. And so about our current achievements, one of the problem is was two Cyrillic scripts, one Cyrillic script, Saturn scripts, and using scripts in the our current life. 120 Cyrillic, and in the church life, we now church life in the territory of covered with Cyrillic scripts. Exist the old church Slavonic variant is a so-called religion language. Many people read and learn this learn. And listen what that church, and not exclude the very end when the one of the Orthodox Church wants to establish on own domain. But we solved this problem, and we exclude IP number 221. Problem of the terminating, we said, of principal languages using with scripts that should include a number of languages according ISO 639 languages. With Solvit 2 and thanks for integration panel who are lighting with languages on the basis edges. We have one more problem, complex problem. Connected with Montenegrin mix Cyrillic and Latin letters in one language. Connected with that Ukrainian and Belarusian languages contained apostrophe as letter, not as punctuation point. And one problem. Maybe it's not problem for this stage, but we try look in our future and in the services, in future services, for example, services of IDN email. It's uppercase and lowercase visualization confusion, because if some letter in lowercase don't lead to confusion, and the same letter in the uppercase do this. This is a backdoor to phishing and another please rule of integration panel. Big and thanks. Integration panel give us very good remarks and full-time remarks. Thank you. Next slide. Where is me? Where is we? I hope and member of our panel hope that point we are and we achievement, we involvement of language specialists, we involvement of IT specialists from Central Asia countries and Russia, and we from in two steps of starting discussion of a principle inclusion exclusion for deferral for cause. So is a real our subject work. Thank you. It's all.
So thank you very much, Yuri. Any questions for the Cyrillic generation? So are there any questions in general about what was shared today with today by integration panel members or any of the other communities? The slides are available from the ICANN schedule, so they're posted online if you need to get them.
So actually, we have the same question from Alexander.
So I think this is maybe targeted to you, Yuri. Alexander Taruk is saying, when are we going to submit a proposal?
We have no time now, and we will have face-to-face meeting in Cyrillic groups. Maybe we answer it in these questions during this meeting, face-to-face Cyrillic.
Right after this session, by the way, so just hold on to it. Any other last comments before we close? Okay, so we are 1 minute early. Thank you very much for joining, and thanks for the excellent work. Yuri has a comment before we close.
But thanks for Alexandra for questions, for activity.
And I also want to add my gratitude to Sarmad, Asmos, and the whole team of integration panel that for your all your comments and leading us throughout the whole process, so that we made everything in the rules, in everything which we have done is very much your contribution as well and your assistance. Thank you for that.
Great. So thank you all, and let's close the session. Thank you.